In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Amen. Reading the passages that we've just heard earlier in the week, I became rather struck by one verse. That verse may well surprise you. It was verse 48 in Luke 19. And in the version which we've just heard a few minutes ago, that verse ends with, "For all the people were spellbound by what they heard." I must have read this passage many times before, but have never quite been struck by it in the way that I was this time. And so I set out to see what else I might have read it as. So I can tell you that the Authorized Version says, "For all the people were very attentive to hear him." Or the much maligned Good News translation says, "All the people kept listening to him, not wanting to miss a single word." Or the New International Version says, "Because all the people hung on his words." Each version conveys that sense of absolute attentiveness and a real desire to listen to what they are being told and what they are being taught. And I found myself wondering what we would each need to do, or what we could do collectively, to ensure that the way in which we talk about Jesus Christ and about our own faith might be as attractive as possible. What can we do to make sure that people are spellbound or very attentive to the message of God's love for humanity and the saving nature of Jesus Christ's time on earth? For surely, although we can never recapture the frisson of being taught by Jesus himself, the life-giving message of our faith is exciting, and we ought to be able to convey it as such. Yet it seems to me that so often we are dour and caught up in details and lose sight of the whole. I guess I probably shouldn't say this, but last weekend I did feel at times that the General Synod of the Church of England, which met in York, as it usually does at this time of year, was in danger of being that. It debated a number of things, important and possibly not so important. One thing was how clergy should dress. Another was conversion therapy. And then there was welcoming transgender people. I'm glad to say that synod members narrowly avoided voting not to discuss the state of the nation, because I couldn't help thinking about how that would have looked. They did vote, though, to welcome transgender people and to explore the appropriate liturgy by which to do this, as well as to condemn conversion therapy. I was there to work in the comms team, and as I tweeted about what the members of the synod were doing there, there were times when it was clear it was a close call on how some of these votes would go. I found myself holding my breath at points. Members frequently said that they wanted to be welcoming or to condemn conversion therapy, but they seemed to want to water down the motions that were being put to the synod. And in so doing, they were saying so that it didn't really look as if they actually did want to be welcoming or to condemn conversion therapy. They did manage to do it in the end, but it was, as I said, a close call. The Church of England is not always easy to predict. And in some ways, that is really difficult because, from my point of view, as the media officer for the diocese, it really concerns me how the media might portray some of the things we do or don't do. So how do we, as the National Church, continue to prove to young and old that we are relevant and that we have a point of view which is worth considering? And more than that, how do we work to make sure that the message which the media gives to people is not one which shows us as out of date and uncaring? How do we show God here in Southwark in the context of our desire to be an inclusive Christian community growing in orthodox faith and radical love? How can we encourage others to want to listen to the stories of Jesus Christ and show the importance of his love and life in the way in which we live? What can we do to show that our motivating factor is our desire to serve God? Well, to begin with, I think we need to be able to be positive and full of joy, and wherever possible, to be full of fun in what we do. Jesus was wonderful at telling stories and clearly had a charismatic way of being which often challenged the status quo. Somehow he was innovative. He didn't always say what people were expecting, and he seemingly courted controversy. And yet, or maybe because of this, people hung on his every word. We do not always need to court controversy or to disagree with those around us for the sake of it. Tempting, though I know many of us find that to be sometimes. Rather, we need to realise that we may not always be right as Jesus was, but we can and should always be caring and prayerful and vibrant in our faith. The way in which we were present and with the people of this area in recent weeks is a real testimony to God's love for those here in Borough and of our presence as part of the community. It is this presence and being part of all that happens which shows God's love to all around us. And sometimes this can be costly for us. Jesus drew people to himself by the life he lived and the message he had. Our role here now in 21st century London is to do the same. It is to show people by word and by deed that the God whom we worship brings life in all its fullness, and that that life is for all. And so let us pray.